The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Middle attack, Bostic drills it through the double block, and Carly will get her fifth kill. Side out, Adam Central, and Hannah Alexander to serve it away. Set back to Hannah. A lot of back row swings. They're really relying on Hannah. Dugout Channing clears to Grint. She'll rattle it home. Kate Grint. She gets up there and just drives it straight down.
Tonight, it's the finals of the Luflat Conference Volleyball Tournament in Hastings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Floating it across short, right at the center, Sestock. So now Fox has to set. Horky from the front left terminates, and we play on. Messbarger fires it across pretty deep. Fosick makes the play. Back set, Horky on the right side. Blocked, and that's it, Kylie Teal. Kearney Catholic fights off two set points.
Up first, St. Paul will battle Adams Central for the third-place trophy. Tonight's championship will pit the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars against the 20-4 or Chanticleers. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seat pregame show will take you live to Adams Central High School in Hastings with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Adams Central High School. It is time for the final night of the 2014 Luplat Conference High School Volleyball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, getting ready to bring you our consolation matchup between the hometown Patriots of Adams Central and the Wildcats of St. Paul. St. Paul, ranked number 6 in Class C1, had to come in as the 4 seed and were able to push Kearney Catholic in Tuesday's semifinals, especially in the second set where they served for the set twice, but ended up losing at 27-25. And so after being in the finals and taking the title last year, they are here to take on an Ord team, or to take on an Adams Central team that had never made it this far since being in the conference back in the mid-1980s. So this is a deep run for a young and not overly deep team. Only 9 varsity players suiting up here for an Adams Central team that over the years have bounced back and forth between Class B and Class C. For St. Paul, they've been here many times. Almost every year they're in the semifinals and bouncing back and forth between the championship and the consolation round. So Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks will take his 19-6 Wildcats against Twyla Nihon's 13-11 Patriots. And again, for the Patriots, almost every one of those losses outside of, I believe, 1, maybe 2 at the time, are to teams that are ranked in the top 10 in their respective classes. Then later tonight, we'll be bringing you the championship match as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars will take on the Ord Lady Chanticleers, who come in 20-4 on the season. Kearney Catholic now looking for another win in a streak. And again, it was this night 1 year ago when Kearney Catholic lost their last match. And they finished 4th in the tournament last year and went on and repeated as the Class C1 state champions. It was kind of the down point of the last couple years for the Stars, but they bounce back. They've got a tournament Saturday in Centennial. None of the other teams tonight play until next week, but Kearney Catholic will have to go to the Centennial tournament on Saturday to complete a very busy week. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we will be back with the starting lineups and more to get you ready for tonight's volleyball doubleheader after this on Classic Hits.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Let's take a look at the starting rotations for tonight's consolation game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the St. Paul Wildcats, up first will be number 12, senior Kylie Sestock, followed by number 2, sophomore Leslie Fox. Then it is number 11, junior Maddie Roth, number 4, junior Kaylee Horkey, number 5, sophomore Jaden Jacobowski, and number 14, senior Carrie Sestock. The libero is number 10, senior Maddie Fosick. Head coach is Matt Kane Fairbanks, assisted by Michaela White, Nancy Harrington, and Erica Klassen. St. Paul is 19-6 on the season, ranked 6th in Class C1 for St. Paul. Outside of their loss to Kearney Catholic, Lakeview, unbeaten top-ranked D1 O'Neill St. Mary's, as well as Holdridge and Ord on the opening night of the season. For the Adams Central Patriots, they'll start with number 8, senior Brittany Wiseman, number 5, sophomore Hannah Alexander, number 17, senior Carly Bostic, number 2, senior Sarah Kruger, number 18, sophomore Hannah Fleischer, and number 16, junior Ashley Peter. The libero is number 4, sophomore Emily Crable. The head coach is Twyla Nehans, assisted by Sam Colvin and Jenny Bull. Adams Central 13-11. And those are the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back with more in a moment.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
We're almost ready to go with some volleyball action here tonight, but also going on in Hastings today. It's day 2 of the State High School softball tournament. And let's update you on some scores right now in Class A. We can go back to earlier today and tell you that it was Millard South over Papillion-La Vista South 14-4. And then it was Papillion-La Vista over Omaha Marion 6-2. Omaha Marion beat Millard North 9-4, and Papillion-La Vista South outslugged Lincoln Southeast 17-12. Right now, Millard South and Papillion-La Vista scoreless in the second, and Papillion South and Omaha Marion just getting underway. In Class B, here's how things went in Class B today. It was Elkhorn beating Beatrice 2-0, and Elkhorn South over Gretna by a score of 2-1. And then in elimination games, Blair beat Gretna 9-2, and Beatrice beat York 2-1. B will continue tonight at 7 o'clock. In Class C from earlier today at the state softball tournament, it was Guardian Angels knocking off the top seed Wayne 13-5. Ashland Greenwood outslugged Wahoo 13-10. Then in the elimination games, Raymond Central over Wahoo 8-5, and Wayne beat Gothenburg by a score of 9-2. Wayne has also eliminated Raymond Central by a score of 10-2. And it is Ashland Greenwood all over Guardian Angels at the top of the fifth by a score of 16-6. The tournament will wrap up tomorrow. Also, the Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Tournament is going on tonight. It gets underway at Amherst at 6:15. In the first game of the consolation, Amherst will take on Elm Creek. And then the championship game, it'll be Axtell and Wilcox-Hildreth. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Adams Central and St. Paul, the consolation game of the Luplant Conference Tournament, is coming up next.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
District cross country results are starting to roll in from across the state as well, and we'll get to those when we have a moment. But right now, St. Paul has won the toss. They will serve it away here with Kylie Sestock. She is one of the top servers on the team. Clips the net, comes right on the left sideline. Had to be tipped across there by Brittany Wiseman, and we are underway. Fox with the first swing for St. Paul, leads them in kills. Handled to the outside. Here's Hannah Alexander driving it through the double block, and Adams Central will pick up the first point of the match. Again, these teams played back on the 23rd as part of an Adams Central triangular with Boone Central, and it went three sets, and it went extra time in that last set, so this could be a tight one as the serve is across by Brittany Wiseman. Set to the outside, St. Paul will take it off the double block with Horky. Here's Alexander again for the Patriots, just tips it over the double block. Fox is forced to set this one again to Horky, and she's going to be off the tip for the kill. Kaylee Horky with her first kill. And it is 1-1, Adams Central and St. Paul, and rotating back to serve it away will be Fox. Again, here we play the best out of five in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, both the championship and in the consolation round. Fox with the serve, goes to the other sideline. Alexander passes off the mark, and it'll have to be bumped across from the back row, and it is there by the libero, Crable. Here's the back set right side, Horky with another swing, and that is deep and out of bounds. Adams Central 2-1, and rotating back to serve it away will be Hannah Alexander. For Alexander, she's one of the key cogs on this team. They've got three girls that are right at 33, 34A serves. She's one of them. This one's picked up back middle by Fox. Set to the outside. Jacobowski's block comes into the front row. Horky for St. Paul. Sestock sets again. Jacobowski takes something off of it, and it's popped up. Middle attack for Adams Central is dug out by Sestock. And overset, and we're going to get a double hit on the center. 3-1 Adams Central off the two-hit set from St. Paul. Hannah goes all the way to that far right-hand corner. Soft tosses it and fires it across. Fosick, the libero, handles it. Good pass to the front. Here comes the outside attack by Jacobowski, and it is out of bounds. So struggles here early on for St. Paul, who was so fired up to play Kearney Catholic in the semifinals and battled them hard throughout. And they're off to a little slower start here as Alexander floats it across. Tough set that time, and it's going to be dinked across by Maddie Roth. Overset down for an Adams Central point. Sarah Kruger, 5-1 Adams Central, and Coach Kane is going to call the early timeout and talk to his young ladies. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Opening set of the consolation, Adams Central 5 and St. Paul 1.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome back to Adams Central. Once again, a big thank you to many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sporting activities and to the athletic director, Ed Shagrew, Bill Carlin, all the folks here for their hospitality. As we move along at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. And as we come out of the St. Paul timeout, it's fired across, set to the right side, driven over by Horky. Good dig by the Patriots. They'll go front left with Fleischer to take it over, dug out by Fox. Off the back foot, it'll be rolled across again by Horky. Problems passing the ball for Adams Central, and Alexander will take a swing from the back row. Back row set here, and Fox doesn't take it. Instead, it'll be Jacobowski, and it hits the net and kicks it wide and out of bounds. So five in a row here for Adams Central. Hannah Alexander continues the serve with the score 6-1 Patriots. And this one ties up Fox in the back row, stays off the court, and rolled across by Fosick. And so far, not a lot going on here for St. Paul. Outside attack again, Adams Central terminates, and Hannah Fleischer makes it 7-1. And Coach Kane has to be thinking about maybe subbing in right here. He's looking up and down his bench, talking to his coaches, seeing if there's anything that he's missing. Alexander fires it across to the far corner to Fox. Bump set back row. Fosick has to take a swing at it. Dug out there by Jacobowski. Set to the outside. Fleischer off the double tip. It'll be thrown up in the air there by Sestock. And from off the net, rolled over by Jacobowski. Here comes Fleischer again. She'll set it into the back corner. Picked up easily, Fosick. And another swing for St. Paul. Dug out. And another pass across by the Patriots, Sarah Kruger. Free ball here for St. Paul. Short set middle. The attack, Roth blocked, and it's going to be an ace block. Teaming up is Bostic and Fleischer. And it is 8-1 in favor of Adams Central. And I can't remember the last time that St. Paul got a good swing on a ball. They're just not getting any offense going right now. And some good net play by Adams Central is making it tough on the Wildcats. And here Alexander got under the ball and sent it way off the back of the court. So the error will give St. Paul the volleyball. 8-2 Adams Central off to a good start here in set one. And Fosick to serve it away. Maddie, again, a lot of angle serves, nothing down the middle. Handled Alexander, high set Fleischer. She'll tip it over the double block. Sestock's there, overpassed and redirected down for a St. Paul kill by Kaylee Horkey. She has both kills for the Cats, and it is 8-3. Three back on serve receive here for the Patriots. And Fosick ready to go again. This time it's right down the middle to Crable. Good set to the right side. The attack is driven down the middle by Carly Bostic. Her first kill, fourth as a team. Side out here, Adams Central. And they're up 9-3 as Crable goes back to serve it away. Again, only 9 varsity players suited up, 3 of them being seniors for the Patriots, 1 junior on the roster. And then it's all sophomores and freshmen. As Crable will float it down the middle to Fox. Here's a quick in the middle. Sestock might have put it into the tape. If she didn't, it was off of Peter. Either way, it is going to be Adams Central volleyball. I don't think that was touched. I think it's going to be 10-3 St. Paul or Adams Central, and back to serve it away, Crable. Crable serve. Knuckleball across to Fox. Again, struggling to get a good swing, and it's into the net when it is. Boy, I haven't seen St. Paul struggle like this in a long, long time. I wonder if it's just playing in that consolation match. Adams Central at home hasn't been in this position. It actually means something to the Patriots, and they're playing like it right now, leading it 11-3. I mean, the Cats always try. It's just that right now they don't look like the St. Paul team. Let's see if that changes. St. Paul is going to sub into the ballgame. Abby Euler, she'll take a swing across. Right side for Adams Central, off the tip by Sarah Kruger. Here's Euler again. She just lobs that one across at a chance here for Adams Central, but the big swing is into their own net. A little overswing that time by Fleischer. Tried to drive it down the line and put it into her own net. Now St. Paul will bring Clara Thede into the ball game. Thede had some good serves on Tuesday night. And Thede will take her time. A couple of skips and drive it down the far line. Picked up there by Alexander. Set to the outside. Off the net and across by Ashley Peter. And when you're playing well, sometimes you get a couple of fortuitous bounces, and Adams Central has done that, and they're getting more confidence as things move along. 12-4 the score. Sarah Kruger to serve it away. Into the net it goes. 12-5. That's a second service error. And staying in to serve it away will be Abby Euler. Down on the bench right now, both Horkey and Jacobowski and Roth out of the starting lineup. A little trouble here for Adams Central. They tip it, and it is luckily for them tipped back by Fox. I don't think it was going to get over the net. Now St. Paul goes middle, tipped across by Kerry Sestock. Good up, enough to get this one back over for the Patriots. Half swing over by Fleischer, dug out by Euler. Now Fox gets a swing, and it's down and good. And that's what the Cats had been looking for. And now Adams Central just has to make sure that they withstand and don't let St. Paul get on a run here now that they're back in that number one rotation with Euler to serve it away. Abby floats it into the back row. Here's the set. Right side. They move over there for an ace block. Sestock off the swing of Fleischer. And Carrie Sestock with the first ace block for St. Paul. She and her sister Kelsey are 1-2 on the team in ace blocks. And it's 12-7 Adams Central. Three in a row here for St. Paul. Euler keeps the serve in. Nice serve in the back corner to Alexander. Set outside for Peter. And she'll roll it off the double block and get the kill. The second first player with two kills for Adams Central. Five different players have picked up a point. And it's now 13-7. Euler will check out, and here comes Kelsey Seferic into the ball game. So Coach Kane Fairbanks uses a lot of girls. And back to serve it away, Fleischer. He plays more girls than Adams Central has suited up. Slide Sestock. She'll drive it into the corner, and can they return it? No. Carrie Sestock with her first kill. Side out, Katz. 13-8. That ball shot all the way, almost up to our standard here at the top of the steps in the gymnasium right in front of the wrestling room here at Adams Central. And back to serve it away will be Sestock. Firing it across is Carey. Quick to the right side. Tipped across right down the line by Peter. St. Paul played it. It might have been out of bounds. Fox will return. Here's Alexander for Adams Central. She's blocked. Dug out quickly there by Kruger. And then set across. St. Paul's ready for it. Fox front left over the double block and another kill. Couple of kills here now for Fox. St. Paul has scored five of the last 6 points. They've cut it to four, 13-9. Adams Central. Patriots just need to keep getting the ball back here. As Sestock goes for another one. Carey, half step, fires it down the middle. Kruger with the pass, set to the outside. Alexander from the 10-foot line, got a good swing, overpassed, right back to the Patriots. They'll set it up, go to Alexander in the exact same spot, and this time it's down. Hannah with her second kill. And it's Adams Central 14, St. Paul 9. Both teams sub, and for the Patriots, it'll be Maddie Anderson to come in and serve it away. Anderson, that is her main job, come in and try and pick up some points, which she did the other night against Ord, but it's quickly terminated by St. Paul. Fox is able to drive it straight down. Three kills since she got back into the front row. 14-10 AC. And Kylie Sestock to serve it away as we start our second time through the rotation here for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic and Ord play the championship, which will follow here at Adams Central. High set front left, big swing driven across for the ace kill. Carly Bostock. It was dug, but it was dug low, and St. Paul was going to play it out of the net, and it didn't quite bounce out of the net good enough. 15-10. Back to serve it away, Brittany Wiseman. She'll take that half jump and fire it across the net. Picked up by Seferic. Outside Horky, attack error, 16-10. Adams Central back up by six. St. Paul used an early timeout, and they have one remaining. But instead of using the timeout, we're going to have a substitution. Kinsey Lucas-Savage is going to check in. And Wiseman to fire it away. Adams Central scored seven in a row to go up 8-1, and they really haven't looked back. Nice jump serve ace. First ace of the match. And Adams Central is now up 17-10, and timeout on the floor by St. Paul. So Adams Central's led the whole way. It's currently 17-10 in the opening set of the best-of-five consolation here at the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings St. Paul on the World Wide Web. As always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got photos up there from the semifinals on Tuesday. Check it out. Let's find some of your favorite players from Monday's games at Kearney Catholic, and we'll have action up from Tuesday and Thursday as well. 17-10 Adams Central. St. Paul has burned both of their timeouts. And coming off the ace serve, Brittany Wiseman fires it across. Picked up, Fox hits it deep. 18-10. Adams Central on their way to a 1-0 lead here on their opening set of the night. Wiseman fires his serve away. Again, picked up in the middle, pass way off the mark, has to be taken across. Fosick out of the back row, up there by Alexander. Patriots going to go back to Hannah off the double block. Fosick with the dig. Here's the set. Sestock, Fox again, near line, on it for the kill. That'll be her fourth. Seventh kill overall for St. Paul, and I guess that's another thing we should be pointing out. Not only is St. Paul playing a little shaky right now, but Adams Central's not making errors, not near as many as they made on Tuesday night in their match with Ord, so a little more comfortable, and that's why they're up 18-11 as Fox fires it across for St. Paul. Set right side, they're moving Alexander around a little more. Sestock way low to dig it up. Fox gets it back to the middle, and Roth will be able to set it across. Free ball, though, and it's going to be driven across by Bostic quickly. Fosick with the dig. Euler back in, and she'll drive it over for St. Paul. To the outside, Alexander. She's over everything and out of bounds. Point, St. Paul. And don't you think for a second that St. Paul is going to give up. Down by 8 points. Now they've cut it to six. So Adams Central, as we said a little while ago, just limit the runs. Don't give up more than a couple, three at a time, and they could be just fine. Building that nice lead. High, set, middle. Bostic drives it over. Trouble here for St. Paul. Good hustle by Fox, and it is passed across, but again, another free ball here. Patriots not able to do much with it. Alexander, well, call me a liar or call me misinformed. She made a pretty good swing from about 12 feet off the net, and it's down and good. So Alexander, her third kill, and she'll go back and serve it away. Hannah, great serve. Back far left corner. Fosick up front. Euler, she's stuck blocked. Up front is Carly Bostic with her second ace block, and Adams Central has reached 20. Alexander had six in a row last time. She does it again, and they'll be the winners of the first set. Another strong serve, and it's an ace. 21-12. Lot of topspin on that one as she went angle right behind the 10-foot line. Second ace serve here for the Patriots, and they have an almost insurmountable lead right now. It's 21-12. Alexander keeps moving it around. Passed all the way into the student section over there. Just passed back across by the Cats. Grable gets it up front. Good set. Right side and across the net. Yeah, going to be called here on the Patriots. So a free point here for St. Paul as they stepped over the center line. And Maddie Fosick to serve it up. 21-13 Adams Central. Best of five. Patriots looking to take a 1-0 lead. Served by Fosick from libero to libero. Outside, the attack is going to be driven across by Fleischer. No problem this time, St. Paul. They get it to Euler. She's into the net, partially tipped. St. Paul will get to play it again. Euler over the block this time, and it's on the line. First kill for Abby Euler, who has played steady since coming into the ballgame here midway through the first set. We'll have updates from what's going on as well tonight at Amherst at the FKC tournament, as they just played the two out of three, so they theoretically should be done a lot quicker, but they're just beginning. Middle attack here is mishit and out of bounds for Carly Bostic. 21-15. And Coach Twyla Neon's not going to wait any longer. She's going to use a timeout right here. She's got them to use. Her team's got a comfortable lead. Stay away from the errors, and they'll have this set. Opening game of the consolation match of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And it is Adams Central 21. St. Paul with the serve has 15. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Adams Central for the final night of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Central Conference Tournament just getting underway tonight. They do pool play, and they're playing at Aurora and at Lakeview. And then they'll finish that up at Saturday. Also tonight here in Hastings, St. Cecilia's taking on Sandy Creek. Hastings High is at Columbus. Central Catholic's got Sterling tonight. And Kearney and Lexington are playing in a triangular over at Gothenburg. Back to action here. Adams Central out of the timeout. Terminates from the front left with Hannah Fleischer. Good balance. Four players with two or more kills here. And Adams Central now up 22-15 over St. Paul in the opening set of the consolation match. And Emily Crable to serve it away. Crable for the Patriots. Great serve down the right side to Fosick. 10-foot line. Euler rolls it across to Fleischer. Set back to Fleischer. She'll take the swing. That time blocked up front. Ace block by Carrie Sestock. That'll be her second. Side out Wildcats. St. Paul 19-6. Adams Central 13-11 on the season. Clara Thede returns to the lineup here for the Wildcats to serve it away. See if they can make one final push. Tying up the back row. Have to be swatted across there. And it is just off the back line by Ashley Peter again. She was about 13 feet away from the net and missed it by about a foot. Point St. Paul. Thede to serve. 22-17 Adams Central into the net. And that will be the first service error of the match for St. Paul. And it puts Adams Central 2 points away from the opening game, with Sarah Kruger, one of the seniors, to go back and serve it away. Kruger, the center on this team. Brittany Wiseman will do it. Kruger, once in a while, will help out. Here's a slide. Sestock drives it down. Just the second for Carrie Sestock. 23-18. St. Paul's starting to figure something out, but I don't think they're going to have enough time to grab game one, but it'll obviously be beneficial for the rest of the match. Abby Euler to serve. Got a couple last time. Good serve up Kruger's arm. Stays up back, and they'll get it into the front row, 10-foot line. Taken across there by Peter. And here's Sestock again, and another kill back-to-back for Carrie Sestock. And it is 23-19 for the last 5 points for St. Paul. Euler to continue the serve. Trying to make the Patriots a little nervous here if they get another couple points. High, soft roller across to Fleischer. They'll get it back to Hannah on the right side. Off the block of Fox. Trouble to pop it up, but they do get it across, and they're going to call a double hit there, trying to set it from the knees, and it is game point for Adams Central. Hannah Fleischer to serve it away. 24-19 Patriots to take the opening game. Back in for St. Paul, Kelsey Seferic. And now we're ready to serve. Game point number one for Adams Central. Fleischer at Fosick, close to the net. Dumped down for the St. Paul kill. Kylie Sestock, the overpass, actually was a perfect spot above the net. And she will drop it down for her first kill. 24-20 Adams Central. And Carrie Sestock to serve. It's game point number two for the Patriots. Sestock across to Fleischer. Set to the right side. Here is Peter, and it's deep and out of bounds. 24-21. Adams Central does have one more timeout. And I think we'll see one more point here. And if St. Paul scores, we'll probably get the timeout. If not, then Adams Central's your winner. Sestock, good knuckleball. Low pass had to be punched across. Little two ball there from Wiseman. Set to the outside. Fox takes something off of it. Stays in the back row here for Adams Central. Alexander will get a swing front left. It's wide and out of bounds. And it's 24-22. And Adams Central will indeed use their final timeout. So it was 24-19. St. Paul has fought off three set points. They're going to have to get two more. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball here from Adams Central. Both teams have used their allotment of timeouts. Adams Central had their biggest lead at 18-10. They were serving for the set at 24-19. St. Paul has scored three in a row to make it 24-22, but still two more opportunities here for the Patriots to try and gain grab game one here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. At the service line, Kerry Sestock has to make sure to keep that serve in, give her team a chance. And she does. Nearly an ace. It's popped up. Alexander going to have to be bumped across. It is. Free ball here for St. Paul. Here's the set. Sestock to Fox front left. Leslie down the middle for the kill. It's a one-point game. 24-23. But all will be forgiven if Adams Central can get this point and take game one. And one more here for Sestock. Game point number five. Down the middle it goes. Trouble again for Adams Central. They'll have to set it across the back row. They don't get it there. We're all tied. A tough way for Adams Central. Good run here by St. Paul, but Adams Central wasn't making mistakes, and now they are just 1 point away, and now we go to extra points, and Sestock actually has a chance to give St. Paul their first lead of the night. And the serve a little stronger. Good pass up front, set to the right side. It'll be taken across by Peter. St. Paul actually has to play one to Fox front left. This one is dug out by Fleischer. Set to Alexander. Hannah will rattle it off the double block and get the kill. So once again, Adams Central will serve for the opening set and rotate again. Maddie Anderson. And it's Anderson's turn to go back and serve. They're trying to get the libero, Crable, out of the game, and they do. Game point, number six for Adams Central, and the serve just clipped the net. Fox is able to dig it out. They'll set it back to Leslie. She'll half it across. Dig is made there by Fleischer. Dumped over on the two ball by the center, Wiseman. Dumped right back by St. Paul. Good day out by Kruger. And the middle they go. Adams Central's deep and out of bounds. Bostic just missed off the middle block there, and it goes deep. 25 all. And back to serve it away is Kylie Sestock, first of the rotation. Trying to give St. Paul the lead. Flips that one across to Alexander. Set to the outside for Bostic. Big swing, back corner down and good. And another opportunity for Adams Central, 26-25. It is game point number seven for the Patriots. And serving it away is Brittany Wiseman. Had an ace earlier. Wiseman serve. Safely across. Handled by Roth. Set to the right side. Close to the net. Has to be tipped across. Free ball here, but it's overpassed and dumped down by St. Paul's Kaylee Horkey. A free ball came across that was overpassed by the Patriots. And we're tied at 26. Abby Euler will return, and back to serve it, Leslie Fox. St. Paul still has not led, but they have scratched back and fought off seven game points. Across it comes Alexander. Close to the net, Wiseman sets middle for Bostic. Blocked up front, ace block, St. Paul. It's Maddie Roth, and unbelievably, St. Paul now will serve for the opening set. They have fought off seven set points. It's 27-26, St. Paul. Leslie Fox ready to serve. Add the half step, floats it over safely to Alexander. Wiseman with the set. They'll go right side back to Alexander off the block. The dig is made by Horkey into the back row. Euler's got to get it across, and she does. Up by Wiseman, trouble, back row attack. Fleischer, what a swing down and good. Most of the time, you just want to get it back, and she placed it well, and it is 27-27. Both teams have now had a chance. Great job there by Fleischer, and now the serve, Alexander. St. Paul sets to Euler. It's a little wide. She barely got it over, but it did. Now Patriots will have to struggle to get it back. Oh, pass over on a free ball here. Back to Euler from the 10-foot line. Taken across there by Fleischer. Her swing blocked. Ace block for St. Paul. Going to give it to Horkey, teaming up there with Maddie Roth. 28-27, St. Paul. Game point number two for the Cats. And back to serve it, Maddie Fosick. Will this finally bring an end to the opening set here? This is just the consolation. Championship on down the road. Fosick tries to get ready. goes through the routine, serves it across safely, picked up by Crable. Here's the set, Wiseman, going to go right side, Bostic, blocked, and St. Paul wins it. It is Kerry Sestak, 29-27. And in the same fashion that St. Paul lost the second set to Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night, will this be the deflator for Adams Central? They were up 18-10. They were up 24-19. And St. Paul, as we've said, they never give up. And they come back, fight off seven set points. And St. Paul takes the opening set, 29-27. We'll be back and give you the unofficial numbers after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Let's take a look now at the first set stats that we had unofficially. That went 29-27 St. Paul. For Adams Central, Sarah Kruger, one kill. Emily Crable, two service points. Hannah Alexander, eight service points. One was an ace, four kills. Brittany Wiseman, three service points. One was an ace. Ashley Peter, two kills. Carly Bostic, two ace blocks and three kills. And Hannah Fleischer, three kills. 13 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves for the Patriots. For St. Paul, Leslie Fox, two service points, five kills. Kaylee Horkey, an ace block, three kills. Clara Thede, one service point. Maddie Fosick, four service points. Maddie Roth, an ace block. Kylie Sestak, one kill. Kerry Sestak, five service points, three ace blocks, three kills. Abby Euler, three service points and a kill. St. Paul with 13 kills, five ace blocks, no ace serves. And the Wildcats take the opening game, fighting off seven set points to win it, 29-27. And we'll be back with Game 2 of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament Consolation Match right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Football tomorrow, and we'll tell you about that as Kearney Catholic will take on Minden on ESPN 1460, Adams Central and Lexington on ESPN 1550. It'll be St. Cecilia and Sutton, the Battle of Unbeatens on 1230 KHAS. Ravenna Gibbon, basically a playoff game tomorrow night here on Classic Hits 98.9. Right now, Adams Central will serve it away and get the ace serve for the Patriots to start Game 2. And they'll need a good start here to wipe away the loss that got away from them here in Game 1 as Brittany Wiseman gets her second ace of the night. Ready to go again with that half-jump serve over to Fosick. Good pass to Sestak on the outside. Horkey over swing into the net. Adams Central 2 and St. Paul nothing. Again, Adams Central got up 8-1 and seemed to be on their way. They kind of held that lead all the way to 18-10. And that's when they were able to come on back and win this one. It was actually 21-12 at one point. As the serve is to the right side, it'll be tipped over there by Fox. Wiseman sets outside for Alexander. Blocked ace block by Maddie Roth. Her second. And this is one of the reasons St. Paul was able to come back Now, when it was 24-19, Adams Central made a handful of errors. But then down the stretch after it was tied at 24, some key blocks at the net, a couple by Kerry Sestock to help them get the win. 2-1. And Leslie Fox to serve it away. Picked up there by Emily Crable. High, set to the outside. Down the near line is going to be Kruger. Popped off the net, and that allowed Adams or St. Paul to get the ball back across. Now Adams Central, good look in the middle, and it's down and good from Carly Bostic. Bounced it off the tape, and it went around the double block. 3-1, Patriots. At the line is Hannah Alexander, was the top server in the opening set with 8 points, including an ace. This one right at Fox to Sestock. Right side attack, Roth down and good. And that's the way St. Paul clicks when they're on all cylinders. And when we see Adams Central, they can go to their variety of players. Alexander, Peter, Bostic. I mean, Fleischer leads them with 208, Bostic with 190, Alexander with 148, Peter 152. So all four of them, as they've shown tonight, are pretty valuable. And it's 3-2. Serve floated across or fired across by Fosick. Back row attack going to be taken over by Fleischer. At least she was behind the 10-foot line. Euler will send it back across. Chance opportunity here. Fleischer again. Blocked up front, but out of bounds. And Fleischer will get the kill. That is her fourth. 4-2 in favor of Adams Central. As we come back to the serve, it's going to be deep and out of bounds. And it is 4-3. And back over to serve it away. Trying to tie it up for St. Paul early in game two. It'll be Clara Thede. Thede floats it down the middle for an ace. And we're tied at 4. Thede picks up the first ace serve in the match for St. Paul. Adams Central had problems passing the ball, handling the ball against the Chanticleers on Tuesday. They've done a much better job here. Thede floats it across again, chasing it down. Wiseman from the right side. Good swing, but off the block of Kerry Sestock is Sarah Kruger's swing. And St. Paul will take the lead at 5-4. Substitution, moving around defensively. Some changes for the Patriots. Now Thede ready, and she serves a deep one, but it is played inside the back line there by Crable and driven across by Peter. Overpass that time, and it falls to the floor. And just redirected up there by Kerry Sestock off the Fosick dig, and it's 6-4. Most of those points have been going to Adams Central, so we may be seeing a tide continue to turn here for St. Paul. Thede going for 4 in a row. Middle attack, big swing, a little frustration there by Fleischer. St. Paul's got to chase it down. They do return it. They're out of system. Now a quick set to the middle, and it's going to be driven across Peter, the only player. There's Thede. She digs it. They get it to Euler, and it's played up, and we're back to action here, but the pass is off the court too far. Patriots. And a 7-4 St. Paul lead. And you can tell the St. Paul fans getting a little more fired up here as the serve is a great knuckleball down the middle, handled nicely by Fleischer. Here's the swing from Peter off the block, down low. They get it to Sestock, and it goes from Kylie to Carey, who tips it across and returned by Adams Central. Nice dive by Thede to dig it up. Euler takes it over. Good point going here. Again, Fleischer, but it's deep. 8-4. And we may see a timeout here from Coach Nihons. That is 6 in a row for St. Paul. St. Paul was down 21-12 in the first set. They won it 29-27. They're up 8-4 in game two. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We have more high school volleyball action for you Monday night, and it will involve the Ord Lady Chanticleers traveling south again, but this time they're going to go south of Kearney, not south of Grand Island, as they take on the Minden Whippets, two teams that have been ranked throughout the season, but Minden has been banged up, And it's going to be tough for them to make the state tournament because of the wild card situation this year. Normally a healthy team. They're in the Kearney Catholic sub-district. They're in the Central Catholic St. Paul district. It's just unfortunate, and those aren't the only good teams. Gothenburg's in there. Probably the toughest district in the state in C1. Out of the Adams Central timeout, it's 8-4 St. Paul serve across. Peter will take the attack. Blocked again, Sestock. Carey with five of them in this first two sets, and it is 9-4. St. Paul hitting their stride. Thede continuing to serve strong. And she'll just droop it across for an ace. In fact, the Patriot front row player, Peter, was looking at the back row, waiting for the pass, see where the ball would go, and they served it right at her. And Thede, with a mean little trick there, makes it 10-4. Guess we are getting close to Halloween. Adams Central needs the volleyball back, and the pass off the mark again. Will they get a swing in the middle? Yeah, nice one from Fleischer. And Fosick will dig from off the net, Euler, and we're going to get a double hit called on the set of St. Paul. And that'll finally get the ball back over to the Patriots, but not before a 8-0 run by St. Paul. And back to serve it away will be Sarah Kruger. Let's see if the Patriots can answer. Kruger, good serve to Fosick. Slide, Sestock off the tape. That allowed it to pop up for the back row, and they'll dig it out and pass it across. Free ball, St. Paul. Looks like the same thing. Sestock slide. The sisters drive it across. Dug out again by Kruger. This time Fleischer gets a swing. Far corner for the kill. Hannah with her team-high fifth. Four for Bostic and for Alexander. For St. Paul, a telling sign here. Two kills, but three ace blocks and two ace serves here in this first set. Kruger, her first service point of the match. And across it comes through the hands of Thede, almost a lift, and now they will call a double hit on the back row. Fosick not supposed to be the one to set it, and it showed 10-7. So some errors now on both sides starting to creep in. Adams Central will take whatever it takes to get back into this set. Across to Fox. Sestock, this time it is going to be Carey that has to set it, but sets it wide, and Euler's into the antenna. Another error for St. Paul. 10-8. Kruger going for four in a row here. Can cut it to one for the Patriots. And across it comes. Pass close to the net. Punched out of there. Euler's going to have to swing it across and just does. It didn't get over the net more than an inch. And it falls straight to the floor. And Abby, who has come in and played after not seeing any action on Tuesday, now checks out. And Megan Luckey will come in and serve. 11-8. St. Paul, they won the opening set 29-27 after being down 21-12 and 24-19. Serve across to Adams Central. Sets right side, Fleischer. Blocked up front, and again, Carey Sestock is taking it over here. On the season, Sestock was one of the leaders on the team, had just 44 coming in, and I've got her for six already tonight, and we're early in set two. 12-8. And Luckey serves it across. Problems off the rafters, off the basketball hoop, comes back onto the court. They're able to pass it across. Sestock sets outside. Fox comes down and terminates. First kill of the set and sixth of the match. 13-8, St. Paul. The tide has turned, and Adams Central's got to find a way to get it back in their favor. Two in a row for the senior Luckey back there, and she'll serve away again. Goes to the far left service area. And our backup volleyball gets away. So we'll run that down, and now we're ready to go. Luckey short serve this time. Wiseman dumps it across, and it's one ball back right over by St. Paul. Wiseman sets middle, and an overswing attack error by the Patriots. Four in a row by St. Paul, 14-8. St. Paul looking for their second win over Adams Central. But the last one was a 2-1 close third set. Again, a high short serve to the 10-foot line and a right side kill for Hannah Fleischer. Don't forget, coming up in about 20 minutes, it is Game 5 of the National League Championship Series on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. The St. Louis Cardinals trying to stay alive, down 3-1 at the San Francisco Giants. And an ace serve for Fleischer. Her first service point is going to be an ace. Dropping it in front of that St. Paul back row. Kelsey Seferic has checked in. Again, we played the best of five, consolation and championship. And the serve across. Here comes St. Paul. Fake to Sestock. Go to Fox. Nighty-night. Leslie Fox with number seven. 15-10 Cats. And back to serve it will be Carrie Sestock. Had 5 points at the service line in the opening set. A 5-point lead here after winning game one. And that knuckleball serve dives down, dug out by Fleischer, set to the outside. Alexander, who's been very quiet lately, drives it over. It's overpassed, and then it spins down for the point. A free one there for St. Paul. Good redirect by Kylie. And it's 16-10. Carry to serve. Keeping them short right now. Alexander. Wiseman, right side attack, Peter overpassed, one ball returned that time, but St. Paul got it, didn't have a lot on it, tip back over her head, the setter Kylie Sestock with her third kill, 17-10, St. Paul. And we're going to get our final timeout here by Adams Central. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We are in the second set, St. Paul 17, Adams Central 10. The Cats won the opener 29-27. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Adams Central, where we are in game two, and the Patriots are going to need to rally like St. Paul did in the opener, and it's not unheard of. I mean, Adams Central was able to build a 9-point lead in game one, so obviously they can get a run together, but right now they trail 17-10 with Carrie Sestock to serve it away here for St. Paul. She's almost got her stat sheet filled up in a couple areas midway through the second set. Another great serve that is dug out by Kruger, and it's going to have to be passed across, and they can't do it. 18-10. We had that exact same score flip-flopped in game one. 8 points from the service line so far for Sestock, and Carrie tries to add to it here. The Cats going for that third-place trophy. Floats this one a little bit deeper middle. Crable has it. Back set right side, tipped across by Peter. Saved here. Thede gets the set up front for Fox, and she has got it going on. Leslie Fox with her eighth kill. And right now, no stop in St. Paul. They were up 10-8. They are on a 9-2 run to make it 19-10. And they keep on keeping on here, looking for a 2-0 lead. Carrie Sestock fires it across. Ken Adams Central gets something going to Alexander. Blocked but out of bounds. Kill for Hannah Alexander. That's her first of this game. She had 4 early in the first set. Really has been negated here. And let's see if they can get her involved again as Maddie Anderson re-enters the ball game. She'll serve it up. That's her job for Coach Nihans of the Patriots. And she gets it safely across to Fosick. Sestock slides right side. Roth blocked by Hannah Alexander. And Carly Bostic will go Bostic with that one, 19-12. And Adams Central pick up a point on their serve, and they need quite a few of them. Anderson serve. Maddie moves it around. Fox has it. They'll set it back to Legsley. Front left. That one's off a good block into the back row. Short set back middle again. Bostic blocked up front that time by Roth. Digs her own block. They set it up for Fox. Rolls it down the line and got it. Number 9 for Leslie Fox. 20-12 St. Paul. And back to serve it away. Kylie Sestock. Again, St. Paul won the opening set 29-27. Ord and Kearney Catholic in the championship. That's still a ways away, though. We've got at least one more set to play as the serve goes into the net. And back to fire it away here for Adams Central as Brittany Wiseman had a couple of points earlier in this game, including an ace. And the serve. Handled that time by Seferic. Short set middle. Roth will take it off the front row block. Dug out Crable. Short set middle. The swing down and good by Sarah Kruger. Good looking point there for the Patriots. Adams Central has scored four of the last five to cut it to six, 20-14. This is where St. Paul started their comeback in game one. Can Adams Central do the same? And the serve floats that down the middle. Short set right side. Fox jams it through the double block and will get her 10th kill, five in each set. 21-14, good run through the front row that time for the sophomore Leslie Fox, and she'll go back and serve it away. Back into the front row here for St. Paul, Kaylee Horkey and Abby Euler. And Fox to serve at 21-14. St. Paul looking for a 2-0 lead here in the consolation match. And right down the middle it goes. Handled by Crable. Right side attack, Alexander. Off the block, a one-arm return, but it's out of bounds. And Alexander with kill number six. Side out here for Adams Central. Well, everything's looking very similar to the last game. It's just who's ahead and who's trying to come back. And Alexander to serve it away, down 21-15. Deep middle. Fox had to play it. That was a perfect serve. Euler on the attack, blocked up front there. And it's going to be dumped back across. One arm up. Great save of the back row by Wiseman and sent into the corner. St. Paul has to try and run it down. And they'll pass over a free ball. That's about all they could do. Didn't want to do too much with it. Middle attack across by Bostic. Dig made there by Fosick. Stays in the back row. And St. Paul sends another free ball across. But the pass is off the mark. And the Patriots will bump it across. Good placement by Crable. Got a lot of swinging now. Back row. Fox is going to get a shot at it. Good dig, Crable again. Here comes Fleischer off the back row. We've got the best rally of the match going. Euler slaps it over. Important point here. Adams Central sets right side. It'll be rolled over by Kruger. Now a chance for St. Paul. They'll dump it over with the center. And one more time, Fleischer gets a swing. It's down and good. And Adams Central finally ends the point. And they needed it to keep some momentum here. They're down five now, 21-16. Remember, Alexander fired up six in a row back in game one. Six in a row here ties it. And that is an ace serve. Pass back into the net, 21-17. See if St. Paul uses their first timeout. And they will. Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks says it's time to use one. And with the score, St. Paul 21, Adams Central 17, set two. St. Paul won the opener 29-27. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we are continuing on volleyball action from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. St. Paul trying to get a 2-0 lead, but after their big comeback in game one, Adams Central now trying to do it here. Another great serve by Alexander. St. Paul will have to soft roll it across. Middle attack, down and good again. Carly Bostic, 21-18, four in a row by Adams Central. And Alexander with 11 points already in the first two sets from the service line. What a bit of irony this would be if St. Paul lets a lead get away. Over to Fosick. Here's the set. Right side. Horkey comes down the near line. And beautiful placement by Kaylee Horkey. Her first kill of the set, her fourth of the match. 22-18, St. Paul. Maddie Fosick to serve. But if Adams Central can get her off the line right now, they still would have momentum. And Fosick serve. Handled there. Fleischer overpassed. And it's tipped down and good by Carrie Sestock. And are they going to say she reached over the net? Yeah, they're going to say she reached a little too far over the net. Very close call. Those are all usually a coin flip. And a break for Adams Central. And it's 22-19. Serving it away will be Emily Crable. Everybody making sure that they're in the right spot there on the rotation. 22-19 St. Paul, but they were up 19-10. Serve across Fosick, low pass, bump set right side, Horky blocked up front. Good up, went off a couple of shoulders, and it's rolled across off that block from Peter. Here's a set right side. No, they're going to go middle. Peter on the attack is blocked by Sestak, stays in the front row. Euler on the swing, and she'll get it off the back row for the kill. Third for Abby, 23-19 St. Paul. Back in to serve, Clara Thede. It has been a battle, but neither set has really been close until the end. And let's see if St. Paul can put it away here. And Thede gets set, the sophomore to serve. Safely across. At Alexander, Wiseman sets. Good look, Peter. She'll go angle up that time of the back row. They'll go to Euler again off that good up from Fosick. Good pass here by Wiseman to the outside. Fleischer through the double block, dug out of their net by Sestak. Euler again, blocked again by... Oh, no, they're going to say four hits. That looked like that was clearly blocked by Ashley Peter, but nonetheless, a point for Adams Central, 23-20. And back to serve it away is Sarah Kruger. As the serve is overpassed, has to be redirected, and it is down and good for the Kylie Sestak point. A huge one there because the Patriots had such a good serve. It looked like they would be able to cut it to one. Instead, it is game point for St. Paul. And in to serve, Megan Lochte had three in a row earlier in the game to kind of get them jump-started. 24-20 St. Paul, game point. Serve across, right side attack, Fleischer off the double block. Lochte is able to dig it. Set by Kylie Sestak, outside Fox. She'll drive it over. Alexander passes it, but out of bounds. And that's the end of game number two. Leslie Fox records her 11th kill. And St. Paul doesn't let Adams Central come all the way back. The final score, St. Paul 25 and Adams Central 20, but it hasn't been easy for either team. Can St. Paul get the sweep, or will Adams Central force extra sets? We'll find out more, and when we come back, a stat update here on Classic Hits.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in game two. First off, for Adams Central, Sarah Kruger, three service points and a kill. Hannah Alexander, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Brittany Wiseman had three service points. One was an ace. Maddie Anderson had a service point. Carly Bostic, an ace block and two kills. And Hannah Fleischer, an ace serve and four kills. Nine kills, one ace block. Three ace serves for Adams Central. For St. Paul, Megan Lochte, four service points. Leslie Fox, six kills. Kaylee Horkey had a kill. Clara Thede ended up with seven service points. Two of those were aces. Maddie Roth, an ace block and a kill. Kylie Sestak, three kills from the center position. Carrie Sestak, four service points, three ace blocks, one kill. Abby Euler, two kills. St. Paul had 14 kills, four ace blocks, 2A serves as St. Paul wins game two 25-20 on the heels of a 29-27 comeback in game one. They're up 2-0. And we'll be back with third set action right after this timeout.
Get more than you expect at Furniture.
Better Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A 2013 Chevy Equinox LT, gray, front-wheel drive, power windows, locks, seats, and mirrors was $20,975, cash price $16,975. Or a 2011 Nissan Sentra Spec V. It's blue, full-power sunroof, navigation, alloy wheels, and spoiler was $15,875, cash price $13,995. Find these great deals and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
Again, a big thank you to Ed Shagrew, Bill Carlin, and the entire staff here at Adams Central for their hospitality. We go to the third set of tonight's Lou Platt Conference consolation match with St. Paul now up 2-0 over Adams Central. And St. Paul will serve it away. And it is Kylie Sestock to do the job. Here comes the first swing, hammered home. Best swing of the night for Carly Bostic. Out with the purpose. A lot of emotion after that point for Adams Central. The Patriots have scored the first point in all three sets. They just haven't been able to make it hold up. And now Brittany Wiseman will go back and serve it away. She's got a couple of aces already in the match. And Wiseman serve. Deep middle. Handled there by Fosick. Back set right side. Fox takes a half swing. It's passed into the net. And they dig it out of the net but cannot return it. And Leslie Fox with a match high 12 kills. After that, you've got Horky, both Sestocks with four for St. Paul. And for Adams Central, Hannah Fleischer with seven, Carly Bostic and Hannah Alexander with six apiece. Leslie Fox to serve it away here for the Cats. High set to the far side, blocked up there by St. Paul, and they're going to get the ace block from Maddie Roth, teaming up with Kaylee Horky on the block of Sarah Kruger. 2-1 St. Paul. Leslie Fox has not had a whole lot of scoring off her serve. That's just the third of the night. Try and change that here to Alexander. Wiseman sets Alexander. She'll have to set it across. And here comes St. Paul. Euler rolls it into the block. Ace block up front that time. The Patriots. I'm going to give that one to Sarah Kruger and Carly Bostic teaming up there. And it's 2-2. Now Alexander to serve. Fosick handling most of the serve receive duties. Horky on the right side. Takes it off the double block. And Kaylee with her fifth kill. 3-2 St. Paul. The championship match tonight is Kearney Catholic taking on Ord. And that will follow about 20 minutes after our consolation. Fosick to serve. A lot of topspin on that one. Handled, though, by Crable. Set to the outside. Here comes Fleischer. And she'll terminate. Hannah with her eighth kill, 3-3. At the end of the match, whenever that is, after both matches, we will be bringing you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serving it away for Adams Central is Emily Crable. Middle attack, blocked up front by Peter. Trying it again is going to be Sestock. Scrambling, but getting it back over will be Kruger. And in the net, first time the night that we've had an in-the-net call, and it goes on St. Paul. Adams Central 4 and St. Paul 3. Crable looking and now fires. Down the middle to Fosick. Sestock sets, right side Horky off a couple of tips. It's good. A lot of short points here to start game number 3. And Thede in to serve it away. 4-4. In the third, St. Paul up 2-0, looking for their 20th victory of the season. Adams Central getting as deep as they've been in the tournament since being in the Lou Platt Conference, but this serve Thede is deep and out of bounds. Adams Central to go again. That is only the third service error of the night for St. Paul, so they've been pretty efficient, although they also have not had a lot of aces, just a couple. Short serve across, Euler will return it. Takes it right at Fleischer, then dumped over on a two ball. Handled here by Euler again. She'll take that a little deeper. Dig made by Crable. And from the 10-foot line, Fleischer sends it into the back corner. Fosick gets another dig. Euler again. They've went to her a lot for someone that didn't even play on Tuesday. And it's tipped over and just out of bounds by Hannah Fleischer in front of the chair official. St. Paul 5, Adams Central 5. And in to serve, Megan Luckey. Again, both these teams have plenty of volleyball left to play. For St. Paul, they turned around and traveled to Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night. And for Adams Central, they will host Minden on Tuesday night in dual action. Fleischer attack is passed right back over by Sestock. Dumped over again. Now Sestock with a tip down. Great save and a free ball hammered down by Sarah Kruger and a great save by Brittany Wiseman. That made it easy for Kruger. Wiseman with the outstanding dig. And Adams Central regains the lead 6-5. So this set, unlike the first two where somebody jumped out to a big lead early, we are back and forth here in the third. And Fleischer to serve, but in the net. And there haven't been a whole lot of Adams Central service errors tonight either. That is their fourth. And now Kerry Sestock, the leading server tonight for St. Paul, will fire it across. Running it down, Kruger. There's an ace. 7-6, St. Paul. That is her 10th service point of the match. 7-6, St. Paul. Good crowd on hand, of course, waiting for the second match to get started. All those that were here for the opener. Serve across right side. It's going to be rolled over by Peter, and St. Paul didn't handle one that time. One that they would usually get, but give Ashley Peter her third kill first since the opening set. 7-7 the score. A lot of things going on in Hastings tonight. The college men have a top 20 battle with Oklahoma Wesleyan. They're 7th. Hastings is 16th. That's going on down at Lloyd Wilson Field. The volleyball team at Hastings, a winner last night over Concordia. As in to serve it away, Anderson. Across it comes. Has to be passed over. Free ball here for the Patriots. Wiseman sets outside. There's Alexander. Nice dig in the back row by Seferic. Set to the outside and rolled near corner by Fox. And picked up there by Anderson. Back row attack. Fleischer. It is out. Was it touched? Was it touched? The chair official might overrule everybody, and they're just going to call it out. And some confusion here. They're going to call it out. The chair official wanted to see if that was a touch call, but it was right at the linesman. He had to get out of the way, and he was just checking with him to see if he had a tip call, and he did not. So the attack error means point St. Paul, and it is 8-7. Kylie Sestock to serve. We start our first run through the rotation or start another rotation right here. Good serve across to Kruger, set outside. And Bostic will take it across right now. St. Paul digging almost everything. Sets off the mark, and a lucky point there for St. Paul. Kaylee Horkey made it happen by adjusting and getting it over. And the Patriots, who were set up for a big swing elsewhere, couldn't get over in time to dig it. That's the first point from Kylie Sestak on the serve. Hits the net, barely crawls over. And Alexander has to set it across. Another free ball here for St. Paul. Outside Fox. She'll drive it middle. They've got that figured out, but they can't return it. Dig was made, but they couldn't pass it back across. Leslie Fox now with 13. 10-7, St. Paul, biggest lead by either team here in the third set. Sestock goes for three in a row. And across it comes. Adams Central needs to get one here, and they will. Driving it down is Carly Bostic, her 7th kill. 10-8. 29-27, 25-20. St. Paul winning the first two. If you just joined us, the big momentum turner in this match. Adams Central jumped out 8-1. They were ahead 21-12 in the first set. They were up 24-19. St. Paul fought off 7 set points and ended up winning it. Front left, Horkey on an angle, got it down. Nice, nice shot by Kaylee Horkey. And she has quietly registered 8 kills. One of the reasons it's quiet, she got 4 of them in this set. 11-8, Fox to serve. Takes some time, surveys the defense. 4 there, decides she's going to go real short, and it works as it's passed into the scorer's table. Ace serve for Leslie, her first, 12-8, St. Paul. The Cats have scored 5 out of the last 6 after we were tied at 7. And Fox again. Another shorter serve, same spot. a little bit better results, but it still has to be set across. Now trouble, and it works. Set over by Sarah Kruger. She'll get the point, 12-8. As the fans continue to filter in for our evening championship match, Ord and Kearney Catholic. Hannah Alexander serves it here for the Patriots. Passed into the net, and a serve, 13-9. Or 12-10, the other way is where that point goes. Hannah with her third ace. Let's see if she can keep it going here for the Patriots. They need something to go their way to have a chance to come back. Good topspin serve. Fox gets it, though, to Sestock. Right side attack by Roth. Off the block, played easily by the Patriots. Fleischer takes it across, over a pass by Fox. Right back where it came from, Crable with the dig. Set right side, miscommunication has to be tapped over by Kruger. And from the back row, Fosick returns for St. Paul. Here comes the middle attack, once again driven across by Bostic. Once again returned by St. Paul. Euler with a standing spike. Now a swing across, good point going here. St. Paul's been on the defense the entire time. And the Patriots need to put one away here to the outside. Fleischer, nice up in the back row by Sestock, and a free ball set across again. Patriots have controlled the point. Bostic tips it across. Now you got a chance to switch the momentum. Euler on the swing, dug out. Patriots one more time to the outside. Fleischer, looks like they're getting a little tired. The jumps aren't as high on either side, and Euler sets it over. Longest point of the night. Middle attack, Bostic, and it's down. Boy, the Patriots had to have a dozen swings during that rally, and finally Carly ends it with their eighth kill and cuts the lead to 1-12-11. And Alexander still back there serving. She's got 13 points now in the match. And that's a bullet to Fosick, but handled well. Sestock sets right side. Hitting it off the net is Horky. It pops into the air. Fleischer on the return. She's wide and out of bounds. And St. Paul will maintain the lead, 13-11, in favor of the St. Paul Wildcats. And Fosick to serve it away. The senior Maddie had a little run in the first set, but hasn't scored from the service area since then. And across it comes. Straight up into the air back row. They still get it to the front, and Fleischer takes it over. St. Paul going to have to set it back. They might have set it too deep, and they did. Point Patriots. Midway through the third, 13-12 in favor of St. Paul. But Adams Central, a chance to tie it again here with the libero Emily Crable at the service line. This is the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda with you from Adams Central. Consolation match, best of five, short set. Sestock on the line. Barely caught the tape in front of the Patriot bench. And for Carrie, just her fifth kill, but she's got more blocks than that. 14-12. Clara Thede is in. St. Paul's up 2-0. Thede serve. Floats it down the near line. Had to be played. It was a tricky one and passed across. So the serve effective as a free ball comes over. Slide Sestock. Termination. Carrie Sestock. Back-to-back kills. And St. Paul's up 15-12. Now neither team has burned a timeout so far here in the third set because it's been relatively close. The largest lead is when St. Paul got up by 4. Thede to serve. Another good serve, but here comes Peter on the swing. Got it over the double block, and nobody was there to dig it out. Ashley Peter, her fourth kill. Adams Central down by 2, trying to hang in it here until they can make a run. And will that start with Sarah Kruger? Kruger's serve. Comes short, picked up Fosick, set to Euler. Euler near side, off the dig, Alexander. Nobody gets it after that. And Abby with her fourth kill. And it's 16-13. And we have not seen Jaden Jacobowski come back in. I don't know if that was the coach's decision when they were struggling in the first set and Euler has just played well, or if something happened. She's sitting on the bench as Megan Luckey will serve it across. Right side attack, blocked up there, ace block. Who else? Carrie Sestock on the swing by Hannah Fleischer. 17-13, so Adams Central cuts it to 2. They cut it to 1. Next thing you know, St. Paul takes the lead back out to 4, and a timeout on the floor. St. Paul's up 2-0 and now has a 17-13 lead in the third. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Championship matches. This is the consolation. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
And welcome back to Adams Central. Longtime Patriot volleyball coach Twyla Nihans talking to her girls. They would really love to get a win on their home court. In fact, they'd like to take a set. They were swept by Ord. Their big night was Monday. Had to play in the play-in game as the 7 seed. Even though their record may indicate that they would have been a higher seed, they had to play the 7 seed. So they beat Gibbon, and then they upset Centura in 4 sets. But then were swept out by Ord and are down 2-0 to St. Paul here. Out of the timeout, Lochte serves for the Cats. Set to the outside, Peter with a big tip into the back row. A 2-ball set across there by Sestock. Quickly to Peter in the middle. She blocked up front and another ace block. That is the 8th ace block for Carrie Sestock. She has got 6 kills. She has got 10 service points. One's an ace. And Lochte will continue to serve at 18-13. Across to Alexander. Back set middle. Taken off the tip there by Peter. Here's the set outside. The swing near corner. Fox, a nice dig out by Alexander. But it'll have to be set across. Lochte with the dig. Here's the set, Thede. Fox is going to get a swing. She's blocked up front. It's going to work. Ace block for Ashley Peter. Teamed up there with Wiseman, the center. And it's 18-14. And back to serve it away, Fleischer. Can Adams Central get something going? Get this tied up before we get into the early 20s. Here's the set to Fox. Fox says, I don't think so. Right down the line and in the net anyway on Adams Central, but it was down and good by Leslie Fox. 14 kills, 19-14. And back to serve it away, Carrie Sestock. She's one of the stars of the evening, but in the net. So one of the few mistakes that Carrie has made in the entire match. Now she'll check out the libero back in Maddie Fosick to play the back row. Here's Maddie Anderson to serve it away. Hasn't been able to get on a run, which she did a couple of times on Tuesday night against Ord. And this would be a heck of a time to find her first one. And across it comes right down the middle to Kelsey Seferic. Rolled over, kind of a half swing by Fox. Patriots with a bump set to Alexander from the 10-foot line. Drives it over. Set again for Fox. Fox over everything and out of bounds. St. Paul error. 3-point game. 19-16. We've had comebacks in both of the first two games, but the second set, Adams Central couldn't quite complete it. St. Paul did in the first. And the serve across. Wildcats set high. Fox, good look. Blocked, but out of bounds. Boy, that was nearly a heck of a play by the double block up front there for Adams Central. Instead, Fox with her 4th kill of this set. 20-16, St. Paul. Kylie Sestock to serve it away. 5 points away from the victory now. And the serve kind of ties up Kruger in the back row. They're going to have a hard time getting it back, and they don't. It's behind the antenna near the chair umpire. 21-16 St. Paul, and the final timeout will be used by Adams Central. Do they have one comeback left in them? We'll find out. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score 21-16 St. Paul, and the Cats are up 2-0.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary on the Bricks in downtown Kearney with specials throughout October at both Hastings and Kearney stores. Cooler weather is here and we have you covered, literally. All outerwear from leather jackets to wool top coats are 20% off. Buy any 2 shirts, sports shirts, or dress shirts and receive a 3rd shirt for only $1. Enjoy savings at both locations, downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney, with same day tailoring. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, live from Adams Central. Glad to have you along with us for the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Baseball is just underway on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Bottom of the first, scoreless, St. Louis at San Francisco. Cardinals must win to force a Game 6 on Saturday. Here, St. Paul is 4 points away from winning the consolation match And out of the timeout, Kylie Sestak serves. Outside attack, blocked, but out of bounds. Kill, Carly Bostic. Fourth of the game, ninth of the match. And back to serve it away, Brittany Wiseman has been one of their top two servers so far tonight. And they need a couple three out of her right here. Wiseman serve. Cuts it. Picked up right at the 10-foot line there by Roth. Tipped over by Fox. They're up to the task. Set close to the net. Has to be tipped over. Everybody in the front row blocked right back at them. And it's off the net. Bostic got it over. St. Paul now gets a swing from the outside. Horky. It is deep. Point Adams Central. 21-18. So there's one for Wiseman. Can she get a couple more here? Again, long time here in between points and ready to roll. She'll float it across to Fosick. A low pass, and it has to be tipped across. Nice get there by Wiseman to keep it alive. Kruger sets middle, and the attack, Bostic, is wide and no tip. Adams Central had a chance there to cut it to two, but the error now makes it four, and Leslie Fox to serve it away. Abby Euler back into the front row. 22-18, St. Paul, 3 points away now from the win. Fox, she loves that short right angle, does it again, middle attack Bostic, and has to flip it over. They kind of mistimed the set there. Euler's return is into the net, and a point right back over to Adams Central on the exchange of errors. And serving it up, here's Alexander. She's been the number one server tonight for the Patriots with 13 points. Three of them are aces. And she's going to get another one. Ace serve for Hannah Alexander. Cuts it to two, 22-20. St. Paul has both of their timeouts in case they need them. Adams Central has used both. Alexander fires one into the net. Went for the ace and the strong serve. But instead, the error, and now it's 23-20. St. Paul up by three, two away from the victory. Maddie Fosick to serve it away. And Fosick fires it across, rolls up the back row. Can they get a swing? Yes, and luckily it hits the tape and goes over for Fleischer. It sends St. Paul into a scurry. They pass it over, and it works. Oh, my. They weren't sure what to make out of Abby Euler, just barely getting it back over. And then it bounced off of them and out of bounds, and it is match point for St. Paul. Maddie Fosick to serve it here for the Cats, up 24-20. And match point number one is in the air. Fosick right over to Crable, close to the net. Has to be passed across, blocked right back at him. Ping pong action, and it's down and good. Point for Adams Central. Brittany Wiseman gets her first kill, 24-21. Crable to serve it away. Adams Central must get three in a row here. Match point number two for St. Paul. Emily Crable. And the serve. Safely across, nearly an ace. It stays in the back row, has to be set across. It's a free ball here in the front row, and it's going to be set to the outside, but they don't do anything with it. Right back over to St. Paul. And it's going to be Euler. They set it wide on her angle attack. She adjusts and gets the kill. And St. Paul is able to win it in straight sets, 25-21 here in the third. I'll tell you what, is our first look at Abby Euler. And she came in and she helped the team in a few areas tonight when they needed her. And she's rewarded with the game-winning kill. Good night for her to help balance out the normal Big three for St. Paul. 29-27, 25-20, 25-21. St. Paul picks up the win. They're now 20-6. Adams Central 13-12. And when we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, and hopefully a quick chat with head coach Matt Kane Fairbanks. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. they're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Welcome back to Adams Central, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It is St. Paul taking the consolation match in straight sets, hard-fought sets, over Adams Central. And here's a look at the numbers from game number three. First off, for Adams Central, I had Sarah Kruger with an ace block and two kills. Emily Crable, one service point. Hannah Alexander, three service points, two of them aces. Brittany Wiseman had a service point and a kill. Maddie Anderson had one service point. Ashley Peter had an ace block and two kills. Carly Bostick had four kills, and Hannah Fleischer had one kill. 10 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for Adams Central in the third set. For St. Paul in set number three, Megan Luckey had two service points. Leslie Fox had two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Kaylee Orkey had four kills in that set. Clara Thiede, had one service point. Maddie Fosick had a service point. Maddie Roth had an ace block. Kylie Sestock, three service points. Carrie Sestock had an ace serve, two ace blocks, and two kills. And Abby Euler had three kills. 13 kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves as St. Paul takes the third set by a score of 25-21. We'll give you the cumulative stats here in just a moment, but right now we're joined by the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, victorious coach Matt Kane Fairbanks. And coach,
hate to say I told you so there, well, Doug, yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be easy.
We had a little conversation before the match, and the way that you came out of the gate and the way that Adams Central came out of the gate was exactly opposite of the way the two teams played on Tuesday.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But unfortunately, I think both of us would say that's not uncharacteristic probably of what has happened throughout the season. We've been in some pretty big holes, and we've made some pretty big comebacks, and I'm pretty sure they've made some pretty big comebacks. The last time we played them, it was, 29-27 or 28-26 in the third set in a best out of three. We were ahead 24-21, and they came all the way back and took the lead 25-24. I mean, it's been a toss-up every set we've played with them this year, so I wasn't surprised at all. Congratulations to Adams Central. They've been knocking on the door with some talent the last few years, and now they're starting to put some volleyball skill with that athletic talent, and they're a team to be reckoned with, and I think they'll be a program to be reckoned with. So congratulations to Twyla and her whole team here, because they've got some young players, some experience, but they're starting to build a program here, and that's a tough thing to do with our tough Central Nebraska area.
Yeah, and we talked with her about that on Tuesday, just three seniors, nine suited up, and kids coming along, and we expect probably to see them making an even deeper challenge next week. Okay, you had to make some changes in the first set, and one of those changes is Abby Euler comes into the ball game, and she did what she needed to do and is rewarded with the final kill of the match.
Yeah, I am so proud of Abby Euler and also Megan Luck. We have two seniors that play, maybe a fourth. Maybe they get in a fourth of the sets that we get to play. And it's not that they're not strong players. I mean, they just haven't worked their way into the lineup, and they've got talent to offer. And, you know, you don't always want to have to rely on your bench, but you are so glad when you can rely on them. And it was a night for seniors to step up. It's a conference consolation game, which is a big match for us, and I was so proud of the way they stood. They both stepped up and did exactly what they needed to do. And if you can get that from your seniors at this time of year, that's a pretty special thing to see as a coach.
Carrie Sestock did it all for you. The blocking game was what helped turn it around, especially when you got it tied at 24 deep into that first game. A couple of key blocks by Carrie, and then that kind of carried over. I had you for 12 ace blocks in the match, and that was basically the difference.
Yeah, that's got to be a season high, because I'm pretty sure we average about 1.9 or so per set of just guessing there, but we don't get, and that's 4% if you're right on with that. No, it was the difference, because a block doesn't always just get you a point, but it puts a little bit of doubt, and it makes that hitter the next swing do something a little different that maybe she didn't want to do, rather than just swinging as hard as she can. So right at the end of the match, you're exactly that first set. That was extremely key that our block finally came on, and it's good. They've been working hard at it, so I'm really happy to see that it stepped up for them.
And, Matt, you kind of had what happened to you in game two on Tuesday night, then you reversed that here, and, you know, from a fan's perspective or my perspective calling the game, you just kind of know that is a punch in the gut to let a lead get away, and it really affects you, and you kind of jumped on them early in game two. Go back to the way you played the entire tournament this week, because I know your girls at every juncture thought that they could win, whether they were down in the first set tonight or whether they were playing an undefeated Kearney Catholic team on Tuesday, who you will see again on Tuesday at their place.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's something that's been kind of a staple of our program. Whether we're the top rated team or the fourth rated team, or, you know, in our conference, it doesn't really matter. We believe we can beat everyone, and we have. I mean, and that's just it. We won't get you every time, but we believe, and we've shown that we can beat every other team on our schedule. Again, it may not happen every year. It might happen once out of five, but we know we can beat them. And I think the girls have all been a part of beating almost everyone on our schedule, you know, in their 4 years here. So we have some confidence now that we can get it done all the way through the match. So no. You don't want to let a team like Kearney Catholic get a real big lead on you, because they just don't make a lot of errors in a row, and that was the biggest difference there. And then we just made a couple tentative plays at the end of that second set yesterday. Otherwise, I think we take that one for sure. And then you never know. You know, when it's 1-1, you never know what can happen. But to shake that kind of a lead off and that kind of a loss that we had on Tuesday, to come back for a consolation, the smallest of the three trophies, you know, it's not necessarily what everyone dreams of playing for, but our kids were excited to play for it. And I think they showed, you know, once we kind of took a few punches from Adams Central, we were happy and we were proud to play a good match against anybody at any time. And I was really happy with the way we stepped up and took that third place and earned it. This conference third place is nothing to be ashamed of.
And when three teams are at least every year ranked in the top 10, it's something to work for. Matt, we'll let you get back down to the locker room, and best of luck the rest of the way. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Doug. Hope to see you too.
You bet. Matt Cain Fairbanks joining us here in the New West postgame show. Let's take a look at the overall final stats of our match, and then we got to turn it right around and get ready for Kearney Catholic and Ord here in the championship. For Adams Central, in the three setters, Sarah Kruger, 3 service points, an ace block, 4 kills. Emily Crable, 3 service points. Hannah Alexander led the team in serving with 14 points. 4 of them were aces. She had 6 kills. Brittany Wiseman, 7 service points, 2 aces, 1 kill. Maddie Anderson, 2 service points. Ashley Peter, an ace block, 4 kills. Carly Bostic, a team high, 3 ace blocks, and also a team high, 9 kills. And Hannah Fleischer, an ace serve, and 8 kills. 32 kills, 5 ace blocks, 7 ace serves. Adams Central now 13-12 on the season, and they will host Minden on Tuesday night in their next match. Now for the St. Paul Wildcats, Megan Luck, 6 service points. Leslie Fox, 4 service points. 1 was an ace at a match high, 15 kills. Kaylee Horkey, an ace block, 8 kills. Clara Thede had 9 service points. 2 of them were aces. Maddie Fosick, 5 service points. Maddie Roth, 3 ace blocks and a kill. Kylie Sestock, 3 service points, 4 kills. Carrie Sestock, 10 service points. 1 was an ace, 8 ace blocks and 6 kills. And Abby Euler, 3 service points and 6 kills. St. Paul had 40 kills, 12 ace blocks, 4 ace serves, as they win the match to go to 20-6, 29-27, 25-20, 25-21, and they will play at Kearney Catholic in a duel on Tuesday. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Stay with us. We're about 10 minutes away from rejoining you for the championship match. Undefeated Kearney Catholic and state-rated Ord coming your way next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.